Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guests, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about a fantastic, as I call them, New Age children's books. What are they? What are they all about? What it is that we are now talking to children as we feel it's no longer the prince and the pumpkin and the toad. We're talking about real life experience, how we can feel engaged in the world around us, and how can we be able to create relatable stories that are in this moment in time. It's more about letting go some of the history and now bringing us into current aspects so children can see it going forward. I remember this, I see this, and share with others. That's really a process going forward versus saying you're bringing up the backstories and bringing them into the present and then they don't resonate. Kids kind of get disillusioned, so to speak, and they say, but it didn't work out. Because? Why? Why not? Really, we're sharing stories of real life, of how things really are in the world, and share existences that are just so creative and so expansive to delight a child and also bring about their inquisitiveness and just deliver it with inspiration. Today my guest is Nancy Hurley. Her book is Henry's Mysterious Voice. It's a story of a little mouse. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, I'm very happy to be able to be with you and talk to you as well as your listeners.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. Nancy, don't you think that, just as I said, New Age children's books, don't you think this is a new revelation now? We're kind of like putting away the old?
Absolutely. The fairy tales usually end up being, you know, a pontificate of all good, and sometimes in real world, it isn't always going to be all good. It's going to be a little not so good along with the good, kind of like you have to have rain in order to have rainbows.
We always want to tell children that the world is a great place, you know, I'm going to protect you at all costs, and everything is going to be wonderful. And then the first time a child falls, has an incident, gets bullied at school, or something else comes up, a major life event in the family, and children almost are in freeze frame mode, and they don't know what to do, and it kind of takes them out, don't you think?
Absolutely. I've had a couple of those experiences when I was young, and it does, if you're not based good in reality, it can really throw you a zinger and a half, and you have no idea where you're going to turn. It's kind of like a crossing in your life. Which way do I go with this incident? Do I, you know, move forward to the left, or do I move forward to the right? Which is the better one? And you need to have something inside you guiding you into the right place.
That's right. And, you know, also, too, I think it's really great about your book as well as others is that they share a story of like an animal figure, or it could be of another small child or friends or whatever, or they would use a metaphor, in other words, or some placeholder to be able to show how the child can step in the other's experience and be able to play out a story. So in your book, Henry's Mysterious Voice, the child can step in the position of the little mouse to be able to say, ooh, what would you do next? How would this be? Where would we go? Yes?
That's very, very true. In fact, I was talking to somebody a couple days ago, and I all of a sudden it dawned on me, I'm Henry, because I faced some of the decisions that I needed to make, and I wasn't quite sure. I was a little fearful. And, you know, you have children going to school for the first time. Those are fearful steps to be away from mom and or dad. Or you're going into high school or college, getting ready to get married, having children. There are so many decisions that are at our forefront that we have to make, and we need to be able to feel that we have the right answer for those questions.
Yes, it's always about the birthing forward, in other words, going out. And we don't want to give away the story about Henry, but really it's about how to be able to get out into the world, and are we comfortable where we are? I would say to Manny, enjoy the comfort. It's absolutely wonderful. Enjoy it until the comfort says, okay, I'm exhausted. I'm done with this. I need a little exercise. Let's go outside and let's see what we'll find. You know, it's almost like let's take it on a lighter journey to be able to say maybe comfort will take you outside the door, and then be able to say, let's just be comfortable out here now for a little while, right?
Yeah, and the excitement of being able to do that and explore a whole new dimension of your life, it's fabulous. You just have to get through that initial, oh, I don't know that I can do this. But once you make that step, it's wonderful. It really is.
And I think your book is really wonderful for all kids, you know, of all ages. Definitely in the earlier years, because they will be able to kind of incorporate the story into their thoughts or their processes and be able to say, oh, okay, I kind of get it. And then as you go to school, like you said, or you have new friends, where all of a sudden you have to eat in a lunchroom where you never had to eat before, you know, or maybe you have to get on a school bus. You know, what is the unknown out there, and how can you say it's going to be okay, right?
That's very, very true. Yeah, yeah. There are many different times when we'll say, oh, what do I do now? And we need to have an inner voice, or the mysterious voice, help us decide and feel comfortable in whatever the situation is.
You know, I speak a lot with people, and they say, oh, I gave up religion, you know, parents these days. In, you know, the middle ages of like maybe 30 to 50, they kind of found that religion has kind of gone by the wayside. And they said that we'll just be able to help our child through this. Your book is a great example of having a religion or not having a religion, because all it's talking about is that there is some other energy source or spiritual source somewhere that is supporting us all. Yes?
Very, very true. Yeah, I have seen both sides, the ones who want to do it themselves and the ones who don't want to do it themselves. And I feel sorry for the ones who want to do it themselves because they think they're right. But on the other hand, if you are able to say, yeah, I need somebody support, that's terrific, because without that support, you have nothing.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we seem to think that we're driving our own bus. You know, parents, as they raise children, they say, you know, okay, I got the job. I got the next level. I got this. Now we have two cars. Now we have a summer home. You know, it's always a get kind of process, especially within those younger years, you know, of our lives. And I think sometimes children see acquisitions as the stepping stones of life. And really, you know, I think sometimes in your book, it really doesn't even fathom on that. It's not even about that at all.
No, life is really isn't to me about how much you can buy or, you know, have. It's about the feeling of continuity in love, friendship, and devotion, and helping one another out. And that's the goals. That's the prizes, the gifts that life can give you when you are with a voice or a spiritual entity that is helping you along the way, because you feel that protection and that love, and that's what it's all about. If it's all about material things, where's the connection with love and hope and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we sometimes think that the ideas of safety and security come from certain things. They come from a home, they come from a house, they come from this or that or money or whatever, or people around. When safety and security truly is about, can you have safety and security no matter where you are? And definitely your story about Henry, he felt, you know, safe and secure wherever he was because he did have that support system. He
mm-hmm.
had that backup, yes?
Yep, that is absolutely right. At first he was not fearful, but he was leery of what this voice could do for him or hurt him. And as he got to know the voice more, he relaxed and he knew that he had a support system that would help him along his way.
Yes, and don't you think your book does it in a very casual and easy way of talking about a story, you know, about Henry? And there's nothing aggressive, there's nothing overpowering, there's nothing that, you know, he doesn't get hurt, you know, there's nothing over-aggressive, and I think that's so vitally important for children of all ages, don't you think?
Yes, yes. Even in the instance in the park, the children were safe, even though this entity, which ends up to be a buzzard, comes flying around. They're protected. Their mothers are there, and for Henry, his voice is there to protect him and tell him, you need to get into the bushes so that you're safe.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what I think is good about that, too, is that when scary situations come up, New Age children's book like yours can be a comforting source. We could say, okay, I understand you're scared. Let's go back. Let's step back. Is there another way to see this story play out? Is there another way to move through this process? Don't you think?
Yes, if we step back from whatever the situation is and take a good look at it.
Right.
And use our inner voice to help us see where we could have made a better decision, or we need to move forth in a completely different entity of our life, then that's what we need to be able to do, is step back, take a deep breath, and then decide where we need to go, and then take that step. Sometimes it's a leap of faith, like I did with Henry. He was a leap of faith for me, and he has given me more back than I ever gave to him, I think.
Yeah, I think just as you said, you know, many decades also, older and elders can also read this book to children, and it also is comforting to their souls.
Yes.
Because I think that it's really about the back story and all of its deeper messages versus just words on a page, don't you think?
Yes, very definitely. It's about love and protection, but also one of the things that Henry's concerned about and wanting is a friend. And a friend at that at that time was the voice. But he still wants another friend, a visible friend, because, you know, you want to have somebody that you can hang out with other than just talk to.
Right. Yeah, I think sometimes the lonely path will really be difficult. And I think also, too, it encourages children to be able to see animals and how they could also maybe have a friendly connection with them, too. In other words, when you see something, you might see a little mouse, and maybe you get scared, but then you might look at a mouse and say, oh, you're looking for food, or maybe, oh, you want to get outside, or, oh, maybe there's something scary in there. You know, I think that's a whole different conversation versus always being riding in fear, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. We need to be able to focus on what is important in our lives and go with it. And that's the important thing.
Yeah, because, you know, animals need just as much as humans, and humans need just as much as animals, you know. Sometimes some animals just want to be out all the time in the summer, just as well as kids. Other animals want to go to sleep, and that's why you can't wake them up when it's time for school, right? You know?
Yeah, we all love to have a pet around, and they need our love just as much as we need their love and concern, because, you know, when you think of a puppy or a young dog, all they want is to be cuddled and loved, just like we do. And every time that puppy or dog comes, you feel, you inside feel good inside. And that, even with a little mouse like Henry, he gives love in that he's always there listening and wanting to be part of the Wilson family, but he knows he's a mouse and he can't talk and he can't tell any of his life stories, but he just so wants to be a part of this family, and they have no idea he's there.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's really cool about it too, is that for every part of your story, you know, at the end of the chapter, you can turn around and say to the child, you know, do you feel this? Have you ever noticed that? Or what do you think you should do next? It's almost like the story will bring you to this precipice versus giving you the answer. And then you go on to the next chapter and it's another adventure. Don't you think it leaves it open?
Oh, I do believe. Some people, friends of mine, who have read it and they're my age, they're saying, you really left this open. There could be other adventures or other people or other things that Henry's going to learn. And I said, you're absolutely right. And one of my friends said, well, what's your sequel about? And I said, let me get Henry out and let people know about him, and then I'll see where it's going. That was about 3 months ago. Now I have an idea of where he's going.
Oh,
but I
really
wouldn't have
cool.
done that without somebody saying, you've left this wide open to many different questions about protection and love and decision-making and what's out in the world.
It's so funny. Just as you said that, where is Henry going next? I had this vision that Henry said, saw a stream of ants, you know, black ants, how they follow along the wall. And he said, I want to go where you're going. Where are you going? I'm going to follow you. You know how like kids always say, I'm going to follow you. Where are you going?
And so absolutely.
It's like, it's like, let's follow the ants. Where are they going? They're going into the dark hole. They're going into a black hole. They're going into water. They float down the stream, and then there they go to a new place. And it's just kind of cool. And I don't know why, but I just drew that with my finger on your cover.
Well, I'm glad you did mention that. That's a good possibility for me.
You know, but I think that also, too, doesn't that encourage? I think your story really encourages. You could say that at the end of your book. Where does Henry go next? Who does he follow? Who does he join along with? Or who follows him? You know, you just never know, right?
You're absolutely right. I really appreciate that, because it's given me a different avenue to think about with him as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. And then also, too, when you think about little animals, and I was always, I just thought of this, too, and it was like, oh, but Henry might start to talk to a tree. And he's going to say, Mr. Tree, what are you doing? And it turns out to be a little tree, and then it grows up, and then it sheds. And you say, oh, my gosh, you're losing your shirt. And Henry can bring him a blanket. Can I cover up your leaves? You know, your trees, you're falling apart. And then the tree dies, and then he says, and then he gets sad. But then in the springtime, he sees that other pieces come up bigger and stronger. Kind of cool. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it's so funny. I think, you know, Nancy, we can see how we can create all these stories with our children and say, I don't know what could be next, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just like in our own lives, we don't know what the next step's going to be. We just kind of have to wait and see what comes, and then we make those decisions whether we follow or whether we don't. That's a good point.
Right, absolutely. And also, too, I think the idea is that we don't want to put our experiences onto children. And by reading a children's book, these New Age ones, we're really creating some new experience for the child, which is new and fresh. Don't
yes.
you think?
Yes, absolutely. I never thought of it as being New Age, but I can see where you're coming from. And yes, it's a new way of thinking. And one that is not predisposed to a particular solution, where in New Age, you take in all the pieces and then you put them together however they need to be for you. You're right.
Yeah, and it's definitely about exploration, too. You know,
yes.
New Age is about where are we going forward versus where have we come from in the past. You know,
yep.
I'm a firm believer that all children in school need to learn chemistry, physics, and quantum physics in first grade, all the way through, and skip this history stuff. We don't want to know where we came from. We want to know where we're going, right?
That sounds wonderful, yes. I would love to have learned more about life and looking forward to what's coming next. Yes, I agree.
Right. You know, I mean, like chemistry and the sciences are all about alchemy, you know. I mean, history is sort of, do we have to do it all again? And we're not going to do it all again. So
yeah.
That's why I think of New Age children's books as, you know, we're not doing it all again. What can you create? What's out there? Just as Henry found what was out there, yes?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. We need to find out all the new and possible situations and grow within them.
Right. Well, it's absolutely so exciting to talk to you today, Nancy, about your book. I think sometimes people will say, I'm not really sure, but, you know, we're going to check this out and we're going to see where it's going. And I'll tell you, the New Age books have been absolutely fabulous. So thank you so much for writing this book.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and I appreciate all the ideas that you've given me, and I feel very good about the discussion we've had today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work?
Absolutely. They can go online to nancyhurleybooks.com or nan4751@verizon.net. And or they can contact Westbow Press, because they were the wonderful ones that took Henry in and made him who he is.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy, it was such a pleasure to speak to you today. I thank you so much for sharing.
You're more than welcome, and I'd love to do it again sometime when you have more time, as well as just to learn more about you as well as your program and let everybody know more about what Henry's up to.
And absolutely. And when your next book comes out, you'll be back on, won't you?
I definitely will be. I appreciate talking to you, Dr. Jeanette, so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Nancy Hurley, again, her book is Henry's Mysterious Voice, a New Age children's book. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website. You really do check it out. It doesn't matter what your age is. It's just, you know, I think I'm going to read a nice little story, give me a little cup of tea, a little sit down, and I'm going to just go into an adventure. What's new out there? What's different? It's all about looking forward. Let the sun shine on your face and let the breeze in. Open up those windows. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.